Today they took Zawiya, a city on the northern coast of the country, 30 miles from what is appearing to be the final stronghold of the Gaddafi regime, Tripoli. In the square in the centre of the city, they chanted Gaddafi down. It appears ever more clear that the man who has run the country for 42 years is getting weaker and weaker by the hour. The demonstrators set up barricades around the square, and many members of the military joined them, leaving their tanks to march with the people. But while they celebrated in the city, they knew the advancements had not come without a cost. 7 freshly dug graves, owned by the bodies of those who had not made it to the end of the siege of Zawiya. The people want democracy, but they face a struggle to get at it. This afternoon, Gaddafi's forces began to form a ring around the city, crushing the protesters in. If they are to take Tripoli, there will be more blood. Last night, the defected justice minister announced a new interim government was to be set up in the eastern city of Benghazi. Elections for the leader of this unofficial and hasty administration will be held in 3 months, he said. But even on this, people seem to be unable to agree. Although the former justice minister dismissed them, there are fears a civil war could break out. The news of the new opposition government came as international pressure on Gaddafi ratcheted up. The United Nations Security Council unanimously agreed to refer the country's leaders to the International Criminal Court for possible prosecution for war crimes, freeze Gaddafi's assets, and ban him from leaving the country. But speaking on American television, Gaddafi's second son, Saif al-Islam, said Libyan ambassadors siding with the people rather than his father were hypocrites, and the media was incorrectly reporting the situation in the country, which, he said, was calm.
Nobody is leaving this country. We live here, we die here. This is our country. The Libyans are our people. And for myself, I believe that I am doing the right thing.
But after 2 weeks and more than 1,000 deaths, it appears things are coming to a head as tension mounts in Libya's cities. Gaddafi's supporters are in the centre of Tripoli, an ever-present force on state television. But under the red, black and green of Libya's flag before Gaddafi, in the liberated cities, demonstrators remain peaceful, but they are being trained to use AK-47 assault rifles and say that, if they need to, they will fight for their freedom. Paul Ace, reporting from London.